Rising prescription drug costs continue to affect millions of Americans. It's an issue that the Trump administration is now trying to address. As the nation's top lawmakers discuss potential solutions, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is once again pushing her own legislation that would attempt to fix the problem by cracking down on pharmaceutical companies. WRVL's Payne Horning reports.
In 2015, a company called Valiant Pharmaceutical hiked the price of one of its diabetes drugs by roughly 1,900%. Carl Butch, medical director of Krauss Hospital's medical practice, said at the time they had 92 patients who were affected.
When a pharmaceutical company steps in and changes the cost of a drug from $300 a month to $6,000 a month overnight, that's a huge problem for us.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says stories like that are all too common today, and the issue has literally become one of life and death, as some patients stop refilling their medication because they cannot afford it.
They're just looking for return rates. They just want the highest return for their shareholders or for their investors, and they don't care the impact on the patients or the hospital or the healthcare system overall.
Gillibrand has introduced several pieces of legislation that attempt to address the problem with a tax on companies that spike the cost of drugs without a legitimate reason, allowing Americans to buy cheaper drugs from other countries, and by letting the U.S. government negotiate drug prices for those on Medicare. In Syracuse, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.